Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Yeah, what's good, people? This is Speak It Like You Think It Radio. I'm your host, Naj Know-It-All. And I'm joined again by a guy who I brought on way earlier in the show, boxing expert Coltrane of Guard Your Grill Boxing. What's good, sir?
Oh, man, first and foremost, it's always a pleasure, man, to come bless the stage on Talk It Like You Speak It radio show, man. So thanks for having me on, man.
Oh, no problem, man. No problem, man. Always need good info, man. And tonight, man, we got so far the night of the year, man, as far as boxing is concerned. We got Miguel Cotto and Mr. Pac-Man.
Yeah, man. Hopefully it can be night of the year. You know, everybody's anticipating that this fight is probably going to be fight of the year. And who knows, might be fight of the decade. We only got one more month left in the decade. So although we had a lot of great fights from 2000 to now, but who knows, you know?
Right. I want you to give me from both sides best case scenario of how this fight can play out from, you know, from Pacquiao's side and from Cotto's side. Like, how do you picture what they want?
Not a problem. Not a problem at all. And as I mentioned before we got into it, I'm sitting here watching Joshua Clady versus Miguel Cotto from last June. And just trying to look at a few things. I mean, we kind of combed the fight all the way through, if you will, on our boxing show. But I'll give you some intangibles from Cotto's side and from Pacquiao's side, as you just asked. From the Miguel Cotto perspective, few things that's in Cotto's favor. One of the things I think that's in Cotto's favor is, and this is going to sound very cliche-ish, but the championship experience. Not that Pacquiao doesn't have that, but Cotto does have that. You know, he's won big fights. He's been in big fights from the amateurs up until now. He was a champion at junior welterweight. He was a champion at welterweight. He's been hurt before, so he knows how to fight when facing adversity. When he first blossomed onto the scene at junior welterweight, when he fought on the hard Colombian hitting Ricardo Torres, he was hurt. He was out on his feet.
Right.
And I believe prior to that fight, he was rocked by Chop Chop Corley too, or vice versa. However, he's been hurt. He almost tasted defeat before he was defeated, so he knew how to weather a storm. So that's key. It's always key going into a big-time fight. He makes adjustments in fights. That's a sign of a great athlete in any sport. You know, you from football to basketball, the guys that can make the adjustments, coaches, trainers, whatever. And, you know, he makes adjustments. One of the things that he does beautifully, better than anybody in the game, is he throws that straight right hand followed by the left hook to the body. Now, that's normally a combination that's known by Mexicans. And one of the things the Mexican fighters, the first combination they learn is the straight punch, and well, it's the jab, then a hook to the body. Cotto's a straight right hand. He fights out of the orthodox stance, but he's a natural left-hander. So that's why I said the straight, just think about, so he's leading with his left, and the right hand is kind of what he's leading off with in his combination. So he throws the right hand, and instead of using the left hand as a jab, he uses it as the hook to the body, and that normally slows his opponents down. Now, the southpaws, he faced two southpaws, you know, prior to facing Manny Pacquiao tonight, and that's Zab Judah and Chop Chop Corley. If you remember in the Zab Judah fight, Zab was catching him with that sideways sweeping uppercut he likes to throw. It's a very unorthodox uppercut. You know, it's hard to prepare for. Even Floyd, not that he threw the uppercut in Floyd, but Zab's style is just tricky, period, in the first couple rounds.
Right.
And he was giving Cotto some trouble. And I was at that fight live in attendance. And I don't care what nobody say, Zab rocked Cotto. Cotto behaved like a fighter. You know, people call it cheating, whatever. But I call it behaving
low
like he hit him with a low blow. I mean, Trinidad did it against Fernando Vargas. I mean, you know, I call it, like, well, really, it's a Teddy Atlas term. You know, it's called behaving like a fighter. And whatever you got to do to buy time, you know, as a fighter, I mean, it's killed to be killed in that ring.
Right.
You know, not to sound harsh, but it's the hurt business. So, you know, he bore time in that fight. So he knows how to face these type of moments. So he has all these different intangibles going for him in his favor. And, again, that was a fast southpaw slick, and he walked him down with vicious body shots. You know, it's sometimes the fans can't see what's going on, kind of like what Margarito did to him. You know, when, you know, you might see exchanges, but you don't really see nothing out of them. But as the fight wears on, you see the faster fighters start to slowly but surely slow down. So I think he's the bigger fighter. I think he cuts the ring off well. He's not like Ricky Hatton. He's not going to just walk into Pacquiao like most of his opponents did and try to – because he know Pacquiao fast. He know Pacquiao can crack. I think most of Pacquiao's opponents overlooked that, looked that fact and just tried to walk him down. Pacquiao's going to – I mean, Cotto's going to apply smart pressure. He's going to measure him very nicely. What I mean by that, he times his punches to negate speed like he did in the Shane Mosley fight. Mm. So fast fighters sometimes can be negated with a perfectly timed fighter like Julio Cesar Chavez used to do numerous times to fighters. So fighters had more athletic ability in their pinky than Chavez had in his whole body, but he knew how to time his punches. And that's what Cotto knows how to do very, very well. It's almost like a guy that chops a tree down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, slow. You know those guys that work on the trees, you know, you don't see the results until the end, but, you know, it's a work in progress. But in the end, you know, they'll knock the tree down, and that's kind of what Cotto does. So I think, you know, the timing factor, the adversity factor, you know, I think that's all going in Miguel Cotto's favor to win this fight. He's the bigger man. You know, it's the cliche in boxing. A great big man always beat a great little man. You know, Oscar De La Hoya, Bernard Hopkins, Felix Trinidad, Bernard Hopkins. You know, the list goes on, you know. So,
right.
You know, we'll see what happens. So those are my intangibles for Miguel Cotto. Oh, also, real quick, one of the things that Manny Pacquiao does that I think Miguel Cotto will be able to measure his punches with, if you notice when he throws his punches, he squares up, you know, which means he stops on a dime and pretty much gives his body up when he throws his money punch, which is his straight left hand. And even in a hand fight, he squared up. But most of the time, he's so much faster than his opponent that it happens in a blink of an eye. There's nothing you could do about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing going in Cotto's factor where he'll be able to touch that body and throw that lead right that he likes to throw. So, you know, Pacquiao will give him some openings to land what he needs to land to perhaps get a stoppage in a fight. Now, over to the Pacquiao side, I mean, I don't know where you want to start. I mean, this guy – you know, I've been pretty hard on Pacquiao. A lot of it, you know, is for entertainment purposes. You know, I got the utmost respect for Pacquiao. The guy is about going on toward – I mean, he's on the verge of breaking a record – not breaking a record, but joining the ranks of Oscar De La Hoya's, Floyd Mayweather, Sugar Ray Leonard, seven-time champion.
Right.
Multiple weight classes. The guy started out at flyweight, and now he's fighting at welterweight, although it's at a catchweight. Of 145 pounds, but still, though, to come from that small of a weight class up here to now is speaks volumes. And one of the things that Pacquiao has that no other opponent that Cotto has faced thus far is the speed factor. And yeah, Shane and Zav had the speed. This is a different kind of speed that Pacquiao brings to the table. He's been in adversity as well. I mean, he's fought Juan Manuel Marquez, who in my opinion is a better boxer than Miguel Cotto. But he's not big as Miguel Cotto. After Juan Manuel Marquez won both fights. But whatever, he got the win. They're on his resume.
Right.
He fought Eric Morales, who's probably the closest thing that to Cotto that Pacquiao ever fought. A guy that, you know, measured those nice time body shots with a jab. He's a little bit more aggressive than Cotto, but Eric Morales was the last guy to legitimately beat Manny Pacquiao,
right.
And you know what happened in the second fight. You know, Manny, you know, kind of went like that. But, you know, he fought Marco Antonio Barrera. Now, I have my opinions about those fights. I thought Barrera was a little over the hill. But whatever, he beat some great Hall of Fame fighters, so you can't take that away from him, you know, in the end.
Right.
And you know what happened last winter. He came up to 47 to fight Oscar De La Hoya, who everybody knew Oscar De La Hoya was shot. But the way he did it was beautiful. And he stops Ricky Hatton. And, you know, say what you want about the Ricky Hatton stoppage. He stopped him, you know. And
right.
Ricky Hatton never been stopped like that ever in his career. I mean, Mayweather stopped him. So who knows? Maybe he seasoned them up and tenderized them. And all Ricky Hatton, I mean, Pacquiao had to do was put him in the oven. All that out the window tonight in tonight's fight. I think that Manny Pacquiao is the faster fighter. I think Manny Pacquiao moves his feet better. I think Manny Pacquiao is the fresher fighter. I think he's the more liver fighter. I think Cotto's been in a lot of wars. Cotto barely beat Joshua Claudia in June. He was in survival mode. What I mean by that, he was backing up. you know, it almost looked like he was ready to go. But Joshua Cotty's a counterpuncher, not an aggressor like Manny Pacquiao. Let me tell you something, everybody out there that's listening right now, like I said on our show, if Cotto gets cut in this fight, there's two things that can happen. If Cotto gets cut in this fight, for one, he's fighting a southpaw in Manny Pacquiao. Cotto fight out of the orthodox, so that means the punches is almost like football. It's like the defensive end. Your best offensive tackle is always on the blind side of the quarterback because the quarterback can't sense where that rush is coming from.
Right.
Well, equate that to boxing where you don't have an offensive tackle and you don't know where the rush is coming from. That's how these punches are going to be coming towards Miguel Cotto. When you got blood in your eyes, because I believe Cotto is going to cut in this fight. I just think they're fighting with the puncher's glove, which is the Reyes glove, on a small 8-ounce glove, which to me plays in Manny Pacquiao hands.
Right.
They're fighting in Roy Jones' ring, which is a 20-foot ring they call it. They used to call it the Roy Jones ring, and Roy Jones always requested these rings because he needed room to move. And Pacquiao has improved with his movement. You know, one of the things Pacquiao used to do in the past is what I used to call 6 straight shots. He would come forward and throw these 6 straight combination punches and just kind of run into the punches, or he hit or be hit was his deal. Since he's been under the tutelage of Freddie Roach, he's been a smarter boxer, you know, more patient boxer. He still resorts to bad habits, squaring up, and occasionally, you know, he'll go right in war mode if he gets hit a certain way. But for the most part, he knows how to move around. He's bobbing and weaving. He's trying to slip punch. He's moving his head more. And the speed's a key and sometimes sports, you know, we do all these X's and O's. We try to figure out, you know, if he offset his right hand, the perfect time, left hook to the body. Sometimes just come down to keep it simple, stupid. And that's the speed factor. Speed kills in all sports. And I think Manny Pacquiao is the faster fighter in this. Cotto is very methodic. Yeah, he has perfect timing, but to land 3 punches, he got to eat 6 or 7. And against Pacquiao never tires. Cotto has had stamina issues in the past. So, I mean, it's tangible for both sides. I think you know where I'm going with my pick. I got Manny Pacquiao, TKO. I think the corner from Cotto is going to come in because the punches, it's probably going to be so much. It's going to be a bloody mess on Cotto's face. I just can't see how Cotto keeps Manny Pacquiao still. And I hear the jab factor, and, you know, he's bigger, but I don't think Manny's sitting still that long. So I'm going to go ninth round TKO, Manny Pacquiao. The new corner gets his first stoppage. His new chief man, Santiago, he gets a chance to experience how to wave a towel tonight. And, you know, it's a shame because Cotto, he's for everybody. You know, this is a guy that – this is unlike this climbing a box where these guys kind of handpick people. Right. I mean, this guy just for Joshua Cotty, who nobody's trying to get in the ring with.
Right.
You know what I mean? And now he's fighting Manny Pacquiao, the pound-for-pound best fighter in boxing.
And this could end up being an indictment on why you don't fight everybody.
Exactly.
Now, my other question for you was, thinking of Roach and the way he approaches things, do you see this fight as – he watched the Cloudy fight. He watched a couple fights before that. He studied Cotto, and he said, yep, this is doable. We can do this.
Oh, yeah, I'm watching it. It's funny that you say I'm in the seventh round of the fight. This is when the tides have changed in the fight. When Cotto went into that, I call it the Margarito mode, when he went in survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he did. I mean, come on. If Cotto trashes Cloudy, we're probably talking about, I don't know, Pacquiao Marquez 3 or 4 or something. I don't know. I know we're not talking Pacquiao and Cotto.
Right.
I think he's done. I mean, and I've talked to a lot of people. I had Jeff Mayweather on my radio show 2 weeks ago, and one of the things that he said, you know, the fight's happening because they think he's done. I think that, you know, Bruce Trampler, who's sort of the pitch man over there at Top Rank Promotions, you know, I mean, you know, these guys are smart business guys, and they know what's on the horizon. You're talking about a $50 million pot.
Yeah, that's
Floyd Mayweather
big
and
risk
Pacquiao.
To take. That's my main thing. This is a big risk to take.
And that comes back to my point that they must know what they have in front of them. I think Freddie Roach, they've got a lot of trust in him. I think it has come to a point now where, you know, before Freddie probably had to talk to 5 people to get the message to Bob Arum. Now he's sitting at the table with Bob Arum making business decisions on, you know, who Pacquiao's next opponent should be. And let's be honest, you know, his track record is pretty good.
Right.
You know, and I know what everybody's going to say. Well, Miguel Cotto ain't Hatton or Oscar De La Hoya. And I look at these right hands finding Cotto. I'm just sidebarring. I'm watching these. You know, once the blood – I'm just – not to go off track, but once the blood get in his face, it's going to be hard for him to see these punches, man. But anyway, back to the point. It's just they think Cotto's shot. They think
right.
he's shot. You know, this fight might be happening. And I don't want to take anything away from Manny because, like, again, little guy being up this far doing what he's doing, you know, is a thing of beauty. But they think
he's
shot.
It's still an accomplishment if he does take him out. But it's just, like you said, it's a weighted risk. It's like, okay, why would they take this big a risk with this guy? So, like you said, they must think he's shot. And if they do get the win, it gives them even more negotiating power when they go to the table with Floyd.
Yeah, you just hit the nail on the head right there. You know, once they get – what can Floyd have nothing to bring to the table? You know, it trumps his million-dollar pay-per-view box because it's saying, listen, I fought the one welterweight that you didn't fight.
Right.
You know, and that's Miguel Cotto. And I beat him and I stopped him. You know, I'm the fan's hero now. You
right.
know, and they can play the boxing. See, don't remember, they can play the boxing card with this. What I mean by that is, you know, we gave the fans what they wanted. You know, you handpick your opponents. You know, because after this, Manny probably can fight anybody and get $10, $15 million. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
it's not going to be hard for him. He's going to become more of a star than what he is. I just think the table is set from the gloves to the ring, Cotto, the position he's in. I just think it's perfectly set up for Manny Pacquiao to win this fight tonight, man. You know, I'd be shocked if Cotto win. I'm going to be honest.
I'm
going to be shocked.
I hate to speak from the perspective that Manny's already won. But let's say Manny's already won and they're negotiating. If you're Floyd, would the smart thing to do be to surprise the whole Arum side in there? When you come in there and they throw 60, 40, or whatever it is they try to throw at you, if you say, okay, sign it up and accept it, wouldn't that be the smarter choice in the sense of, you know, knocking out Pac-Man or beating Pac-Man is going to be the biggest accomplishment that he really can have at that moment
right.
because he's going to be the biggest star in boxing. So beating him is going to lead to a lot more money, a lot more opportunities as far as TV, anything else Floyd wants to do. So it's like, is it in his best interest to go and take the short one on this side, man?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's hard because these guys have got big egos. Don't forget Floyd just did a million pay-per-view buys in his last fight.
Right.
And, you know, he wants 50. I mean, I think the only way the fight is going to happen if it's 50-50, I think they're not punching with the Reyes gloves or the fight never. Floyd would never agree with that.
Mm.
You know, he want pillows in there, and rightfully so. You know, all the great ones did it, you know, that had leverage.
Right.
And he's not going to fight with no 8-ounce gloves. I don't think they mind. They both need the room. Well, this fight, Manny might want a smaller ring because I think Floyd will be the guy moving around in that fight, and Manny will become the aggressor. I just think that I don't know, man. It's too much money. You're talking about Jerry Jones at the New Texas Stadium. He's pitching his crib to host the spot. I mean, to host the fight. You know, you're talking maybe $25 million a piece, a purse. You know, when was the last time two boxers had a $50 million pot? You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I think it's going to be too enticing for either fighter to turn it down. And here's the big one. You know, here's the ace card right here. And that's the three-letter network, HBO.
Mm.
Remember, they sort of play the role of promoter now. So, same thing they did with Paul Williams and Kelly Pavlik. So, Margarito and Shane, they did the same thing with that fight. If they feel as though they can capitalize off something, they got no problem going in their checkbook to what they call bridge money, to bridge the gap between the negotiation. You dig?
Wow.
So, see, a lot of people don't know about this. So, the fight's going to happen. It has to happen. HBO, they don't really have any more cash cows no more after what they do now, Manny and Floyd. And they know that in order to keep that flowing, that they need to make this fight happen. And I guarantee you that if the two sides can agree, then they'll come in between and bridge the gap. You know what I mean?
Right, because no matter what you get from the fight, that pelt on the wall is going to be more – it's going to be worth more than whatever you got paid for the fight. Put it like
right.
that. After the victory –
Let's look at it on a different perspective. Now, what if Cotto wins the fight tonight?
Now, Cotto wins the fight, it'd be funny if he just blew the whole game up and said, I'm fighting Paul Williams. Now, that would be funny.
Yeah, I doubt that, but yeah, that
yeah.
would be real
he would
hilarious.
Never do it,
you know?
But.
No, he, and I don't blame him. That would be stupid for him to do that because he don't need a Paul Williams.
It'd be a short reign.
To get murdered, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, reign on the top was short like leprechauns.
Exactly.
That, but,
exactly.
But, yeah, let's go into that seriously, though. If Cotto wins, do you think he takes Floyd? Or what?
No,
nah,
Floyd won't never fight him, not because he's scared of him. I just think that he should fight him, you know. I don't know what Floyd to do with. See, that's what's like, is anybody thinking about this? If Cotto loses, what happens? You know what I mean? Like, I think if you're going to see a gimmick, another one of these gimmick Floyd Mayweather fights, meaning that he's going to fight an opponent that nobody really cares about, maybe like Andre Berto or something, you know, but I don't think he's going to fight Cotto because I don't think the risk outweighs the reward. And the people are going to say, well, what you mean? He just beat Pacquiao. But let's be honest, Cotto don't generate what Pacquiao does. Not that saying that Berto does.
Right.
But Floyd is strictly on some business stuff right now, you know. Mm. Unless he just be like, F it, I'm all about my legacy. Let's get it cracking. It's
going
to take some pressure for him to do it.
You've gone this far not worrying about legacy.
Exactly.
Is the number one thing
and,
why
and,
we change.
And that, so you see where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
And that's why the Cotto fight ain't going to happen. I mean, I would rather him see him fighting Cotto. If Cotto beat Pacquiao, that's the fight I would rather see anyway because me personally, I think the Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao fight is not going to be exciting as people think it is. You know what I mean? Because you got one guy that's aggressive and one guy that's a defensive fighter. So
right.
It's not going to be an exciting fight, you know? It's
right.
Going to be Floyd picking his spots.
I think
he's pitching
that out.
Yeah, systematically,
yeah.
Exactly, putting on the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, putting on the clinic. So I don't think that's exciting for boxing fans. I think, you know, I mean, I would like it because I like the sweet science of boxing when it's being displayed like that. But your average fan, they want to see blood, you know what I mean?
Right,
so,
right.
You know, we'll see what happens, man. I'm pumped up, man. We only got 4 hours for the pay-per-view card actually start.
It's going down.
So,
I know how you feel about boxing, man, but I got to ask this, too. Is there any reason why Cotto could win without a knockout? Like, no matter what. I mean, how bad would he have to batter Manny to actually win a decision? I mean, you know what I mean?
He would have to shut him out, basically. I'm serious. It would have to be. Man, did you watch the Chad Dawson Glenn Johnson fight last week where it was 115 to 113? I don't think Glenn won a round in that fight. You know, it just got kind of go to show you, like, the politics of boxing, but that's a whole other story. But in this fight, come on, dog, is the politics, you know, the chicken that's on the line, you know, all the money. We're talking about a $50 million pot. We ain't even talking about the revenue it's going to generate. You know,
right.
This is not a fight. This ain't a fight. This is an event.
Mm-hmm.
This is Ali Frazier.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is Cooney Holmes, Leonard Hagler, Duran Leonard. You know what I mean?
And you can't piss it away.
Chavez,
I mean,
Tweety,
it's there.
You know,
can't piss
this
it away.
This ain't a fight. This is an event. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This is not a fight. Fights is tonight. You know what I mean? Fights is called Margarito Cotto.
Right.
You know, fights is Maurice Walker, Simon Brown. Those are fights.
You're talking, like you said, that Dallas Stadium. You're talking hotel money, all the people coming there.
Man,
the pay-per-views would be sick.
Oh, man. I mean, that's what that place said, like 100K? 100,000 seats?
Yeah, 100,000.
I mean, you know, that's double than anything Vegas did, you know.
Right.
And only why these fights happen at Vegas, I keep telling people this, because the casino put that money up. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
They put the money up.
And another thing, too, like people like to say, well, you know, boxing, judging this, judging that, you know, everything, you know, could be thrown off by this and that. Money controls everything. This is not a boxing thing, so I wish people would stop trying to knock boxing for it. This is a sports thing, period. As far as money generated. When you look at the SEC this year, there's been some, you know, suspect calls with Florida and Alabama.
Right,
and you have to say,
doubt.
It's in the SEC's best interest to have one of those teams in the national championship game.
Exactly.
So, of course, there are going to be some suspect calls. Now, if you talk about Boise State or one of those teams from the Mountain West, hell, if you're a conference team, you beat them, you cost yourself about $5 million out of the BCS money they would have gotten. So, I mean, money's an important thing, and you're not getting calls against Boise State, Florida, or Bama if you're in conference because money is running things right now.
Money is the root of all evil. Money is what makes the world go around. And, you know, that's why tonight, if the fight is close, and it goes – because it's a good possibility to go to the car. I do have this logic and this theory that Freddie Roach and Manny might just be trying to survive to get to Floyd.
Mm.
Like, you know what I mean? They might not, and I can't see that, but I'm saying you can't rule none of this stuff out because, like you said, money rules everything. So the game plan might be tonight is let's just make Cotto chases and we're going to pot shot him to death.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not saying that Manny's a pot shotter type of fighter because it takes a certain style to do that. And to me, he don't possess that style, but I think he's fast and loose enough to do it for enough rounds to win a suspect decision, you know?
Right.
As long as he can stay out of harm's way, you know, he's fine. You know what I mean? I think he can win a decision. But if it's a situation where he getting walked down but he just happened to make it to the bell, you know, you might get some 114-114, then you're going to get 114-13, 114-13, and new. Lose and all that. And Cotto lives to fight another day. His name is still tagged. Public perception is he won the fight. He goes on to fight Margarito again and clear his name. Who knows, you know, and Floyd fights him and whatever happened after that happens, you know?
Yeah, I believe we didn't really got into this, man. I like your assessment. I'm definitely, as always, I'm betting with GYGB. For those that don't know, that's Guard Your Grill Boxing. These guys have won me a lot of money over the year. I know you don't promote that, but I've taken your predictions.
Yeah. We appreciate
you. I've
ran with them, let me just say that, because I had this dude email me, like, he was betting. I'm like, listen, man, we just some guys that love the sport of boxing, so we formed up a boxing show, you know, so we can have a platform to talk about the sweet science, but we do not, you know, not that I'm not saying I don't condone gambling. Look, whatever you, it's the recession, so whatever you got to do to get at a dollar, get at it. But, you know, don't use that as a source of reference because we're not always right, man. And, like, this stuff is hard, man. Like, you know, Pacquiao getting knocked out in the second round tonight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One lucky shot, it's a wrap. You know what I mean? So.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it tonight, man. I appreciate you having us on, man. You know, our show will come on. We do a show and talk show as well every Monday night on our Garden Grove Boston radio show. So
yeah,
at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So anybody want, you know, we're going to be, you know, talking about this, obviously. You know, we normally got guests on every week, but the last 2 weeks to get us some depth, you know, we fell back off the guests, you know. So we just kind of just been going in on Pacquiao Cotto. So we'll be talking, you know, the fallout of that. We call that show the Overflow Show. So, you know, we kind of keep it moving from there.
Yeah, I hear you, man. As soon as I get out of work, man, I'm going to watch it, man. This fight, it's going to be the most entertaining thing we've seen in a while, man, because we haven't had any big sporting events lately, man. I mean, within the NFL,
right,
it's been kind of, you know, blowouts, haven't been any real big matchups. So
right,
it's the biggest thing going right now.
Right.
Can't wait to see it, man. Appreciate you coming on.
Oh, man, I appreciate you having me, man. Us, Guard Your Grill Boxing. You know, be safe tonight, man. You know, enjoy yourself. It's going to be an event for the ages, I believe. And just have fun, man, enjoying the fight tonight. And, you know, anytime, man, just holler at me. I'm a text message away. And we can just make it do what it do.
Oh, for sure, man. Hold it down, man. I'm going to go and get this money in, man, so I can make this bread. But,
oh, yeah, got to do that. Yeah.
Hold it down, bro.
All right, my dude.
All right, one.
Be safe. Peace.